Will you remember
me? I'm gonna miss you so much.
Of course I'm gonna remember you. I'll see you next year. God.
We're never gonna see each other. We have to go to this house.
We're not gonna be friends anymore. Things are gonna be different. You'll see.
I'll miss you so much.
You have to understand, this was like really like quotes from our 8th grade graduation, including the song.
Yeah, we're gonna miss each other. Except for, I'll see you tomorrow.
Guys, I haven't seen my phone in like 30 minutes.
I haven't seen my father in 30 years.
You would.
Oh, Jose's not here.
No, I'm here.
You missed it. What?
I heard it. No, I just... it was too easy.
That's what she
said. Oh, it's too easy. We gotta work for them.
I appreciate that. You're a class act, Jose.
Sometimes we're not racist. Sometimes.
But those like the subtext. The Mocking podcast. Sometimes we're not racist.
Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 73.
We were talking
about other things, but I need to do the intro at one point or another. Even though the podcast, I'm just going to start it like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm going to do this. I got this one. I can do the coach intro.
You're doing another coach's intro?
Like, hey, motherfuckers, full podcast. You ain't ready for no goddamn podcast.
Next time, get it.
People really liked your intro.
They like the boogity boogity boo.
Boogity boogity boo. It was a good intro.
Boogity boogity goo?
Boogity boogity boo. Boogity boogity boo.
There's even a podcast just for you.
This is a podcast just for you. Boogity boogity boo.
I like it.
It was got nothing else to say, so boogity boogity boo. And that was it.
People really missed Coach.
I know. I have to. We got to do another Coach like sing thing.
We got to do another thing with Coach.
Because I can't do it with you without you guys. You guys are like. We have to do it.
We'll just do another Gmod day.
I know, but we got to find a good map, and then I have to be inspired like by the SpongeBob one.
Are you going to bring back Mr. Popo, Jose?
Oh,
we can probably find a Dragon Ball Z map.
Popo. How'd you know to turn it on? It knows better. Fucking, how long were we recording that shit? Of the fucking Popo jokes. What was it?
Oh, man.
Drove it.
Really?
That was a long time ago when we were talking about blue poop Popo.
First rule of Popo's training. Don't talk about Popo's training.
Let's explain the pecking order. It goes you, the dirt, the ground, or the worms. I forget. What was it? It was the worms, then you?
The dirt.
No, Popo's stool. It was then Popo's stool, then you. I forgot to watch those again, man. I missed that.
It goes you, the dirt, the worms in the dough, Popo's stool, Kami, then Popo.
then you. Any questions?
Oh, yeah, what a...
Try to climb back up, bitch.
Those are good times, man.
Were you there when I sang on Rock Band in Popo's voice?
I was there.
I know you
that
were.
That was good. I was there.
Was it the Beatles?
No, I was there. You did Don't Stop Believing.
No,
You did Don't Stop Believing in Mr. Popo's voice. I was there for that.
Oh.
Do you not remember doing that, Jose?
I forgot what song it was. I remember it did it, but I remember it was such a bitch because it was like, I don't remember the song. I thought it was a Beatles song.
Beatles?
Yeah, because I remember we had a lot of parties. Like,
they all kind of just meshed into one night.
Yeah, dude, like, I think the parties just, like, they kept going. Like, I had, like, my 4 days of being drunk. That was, or was it three?
That was kind of like the wedding.
It was actually 2 weeks long,
like,
Jose.
Yeah, we literally had, like, it was, like, me, Andy, Oyar, and someone else. And we all were, like, let's get really drunk for just 3 days, like, just straight. Like, only thing you could drink is alcohol, and, like, you can have food. But you had to
drink. That seems really dangerous. Maybe you should have thought that through a little better.
I think, like, they were drunk when they thought of it.
Ryan,
they already started.
They know what they're doing.
I think you possibly could go to jail if somebody dies from that.
I actually lasted. I think OER gave out after day two, or like mid-day two. He's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. Fucking, I remember I woke up for breakfast. I had it was strawberry vodka. That and, like, it was eggs, and then that was my breakfast.
You were, no, you weren't. Were you working at Pollo?
Yeah, I was working at Pollo.
Pollo Loco?
Pollo Tropical. Fucking best chicken place in the world.
Better than Pollo Loco?
Jose knows chicken.
It's better than everywhere. It's fucking delicious.
I beg to differ.
I
actually had El Pollo Loco.
I want to challenge that.
I've never had El Pollo Loco either, by the way.
I don't think I have either.
just throwing that one out there.
We have nothing to say to you, Jose. Continue.
Go on.
The thing is that there has been El Pollo Loco in our house, but it's never been mine.
You had a crazy
I've never partaked in it.
Partaked?
Partaked.
Partook?
You've never partook in it?
No.
I never partook it.
Yeah, that's it.
I gotta see this.
it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Isn't that in Miami?
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah.
It's a chain.
It's Pollo La Rosa, no?
No, La Rosa, we actually have a place there. It's called Rosa's Mexican Cantina. It just opened, but it's not the same.
Pollo La Brasa is technically a Peruvian thing.
Yeah,
our invitation.
But is that what Pollo Loco is?
Oh, they got flan, dude. They got flan. They know.
Or
what's
am
up.
I thinking of something else?
Dude, flan's no. So gross, man.
Flan? Okay, because you're not Hispanic, you don't understand.
Excuse me. I am Hispanic.
He is.
You're white. So it's like a grilled cheese sandwich for you. It's like a grilled cheese sandwich, bro. But it, like, for us, it tastes better.
Ryan is definitely
dude,
less white.
I am Hispanic.
He is more Hispanic than white.
He is Hispanic, go figure, right?
No, he's not.
His mom is, like, straight from Honduras, isn't it?
I was eating Honduran food, and my step-grandma's straight-up Mexican. Like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Ryan tans like a motherfucker, too.
Both of my parents speak fluent Spanish, dog.
You, Ryan?
No, they
didn't
teach me.
Your dad is crazy white, but he speaks perfect Spanish.
Why didn't I learn?
You didn't learn anything? Like, my dad spoke to me in Spanish.
His mom was our high school Spanish teacher.
I can understand a lot of Spanish.
So you're like Mojado, bro. You're one of them.
What? Get out of here. I hate you.
you're Mojado. Like, that's what I'm trying to understand.
He doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Sorry.
Okay. It's what you call it. It's a wetback.
No. Honduras.
Honduras?
That's like Honduran? A dirty wetback.
No, they're tira flechas, buddy.
Tira flecha? The Honduran?
Yeah.
It's still...
God, so much racism in Spanish going on right now.
You cut out like 90% of our audience.
Honduras is like, I think Mexicans make fun of Honduras. That's where we're at.
What
Jose,
right
do you know where
have?
Honduras is?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
In Honduras? Or am I talking about Panama?
You're probably talking about...
Panama.
Do you know where it's on a map? Like, you know, could you find it on a map?
I probably could. But I'd have to look for a while.
You'd have to look for a while, so you'd have to actually
have
search
to
for it.
You'd actually have to.
I'd have to sit there and just be like, there it is.
when you found the worst?
I know it's in the brown area.
Go figure.
I know it's where all the brownies are, so it's close enough.
You mean South America?
No, that's not even South America.
It's Central.
Yes.
That's the dirty guys then, dude. Those are the dirty.
Those are the dirty beaners. You're such an idiot. You're so stupid, Jose.
But you say the Colombians, those are the cocaine dealers. Like, the Honduras are like the dirty, dirty Mexicans. Like, that's
Colombians. You're not even talking about the same place. Colombians are South America.
No, they are, but I'm talking about Hispanic areas in that region.
Yeah, we have the dirty Mexicans that live in the desert, and then we got fucking Colombians, and then we got the tropical Hispanics who live in Central America.
You're welcome. Okay.
Costa Rica. People go to Costa Rica all the time.
Yeah, no. They go there. Please? I live there.
Please, people retire there every day.
No. Well, Costa Rica's bad. It's technically America, but not really.
It's not. Or is that Puerto Rico? So you must be from Texas now.
I am, dude. Dude, these white people. And they're changing my views.
Can't wait to see the new Jose.
Everyone's brown.
You need to come back to Miami, Jose, and just live with the Cubans again for a while.
There's brown people. There's yellow people.
So there's colors.
There's colors.
Like, plain out just color. No ethnicity. Just color. My
God. This is it.
Half and half to that brown and yellow. That's all we figure. That's all we got.
Hope you guys enjoyed the last episode of the podcast. It was kind of taken off. Huh?
I'm going to be banned from the internet.
Thanks for coming out.
Really appreciate all your support over the years that T-Bongus has been.
Love you guys.
Didn't even make it to episode 100.
really missed you.
No, it's cool, dude. It's like, because I'm brown. It's okay.
You're the worst.
Wait. I'm brown and I speak Spanish. At least
I know, but you make me look like I'm not racist at all.
That's pretty bad, actually.
Shit. I gotta
sit back and reflect.
It's working with these Mexicans. I think they're the worst one. I didn't know about Mojado till I started working in Texas.
He's the worst. Listen to him speak.
What? Mojado's what they call each other. That's what they say. When you don't have papers, you're Mojado. Because you're a wetback. Because you don't have papers.
My God.
That's fact, okay?
Still bad.
Well, look it up.
Oh, my God. How did the conversation get onto this?
I don't know.
You guys are making Terry uncomfortable again.
I'm uncomfortable.
So anyways, Alex, you've never had Bembos.
Like everyone's uncomfortable at this point.
Sorry, George is getting back to our original topic, apparently.
Now I know that Dwight's really the whitest one here, because he's like, I'm out.
Dwight's like, quiet.
Listen, I get in a lot of trouble here, okay? Out of all you guys, I'll go to jail.
That's probably true.
Immediately.
If they ask me anything, I'll be like, oh, no,
white motherfucker.
I just gotta say,
What was the nickname I gave Alex again right before the podcast? I'll get in trouble.
Just bleep it out.
That name goes hard, bro.
It is. This is a good name. You should own it.
Sunny Boo Boo. Dude, you gotta.
Sunny Boo Boo.
Sunny Boo Boo Man.
Boo Boo Man.
Ryan's so uncomfortable right now.
Ryan.
Okay, buddy.
Ryan. It's okay, bro.
Wow.
It's gonna made be- Ryan speechless. Well done.
Hardcore.
I'm the winner. Now I gotta go versus Whitey and see who's worse.
Oh.
That's not gonna be on the podcast, guys. Don't talk to me.
Don't worry.
I'm gonna crush that right now. No.
Oh, man.
We learned a lot today, guys.
I'm gonna have to rethink my whole life.
I need to rethink my life. I gotta get out of here. I gotta leave Texas.
You should visit Honduras.
No. How did you find that picture again, Alex? No.
I'm good. I'll go to Colombia any day. I don't want to go to Honduras.
Dude, I love Honduras. I'll go back any day.
Go to Colombia. I love that place. Those fucking farms are beautiful.
They treat me like royalty every time I go there.
Bro, if you like farms, let me tell you about this little place named after lard in California.
Oh, lard.
beautiful
little place called Bar.
Every time
family
I
town, you know, the crossroads of California.
True.
I stop the challenge.
Nobody
you guys
stops here long enough for it to really.
Yeah, no, it's just crossroads. You know, they come. Yeah, oh, that's okay.
That's town, all right.
Yeah, and then they go.
I need a challenge.
And then they're on their way.
And then they're on the way to San Francisco.
Or Yosemite, they go the other way.
Or Sacramento.
Or Sacramento. Or LA.
Or LA. Yeah, we're really right there. You know?
In the middle.
We're the heart of California.
The
right
heart
here.
Of California.
I still need
sister
the challenge.
Sister city in the Philippines.
Huh? Did you say something about the Philippines?
Does that impress you?
I said no. The sister, our sister city is in Philip.
Oh yeah,
Philippines.
I thought that was Lathrop.
Is it Lathrop?
I thought Lathrop's sister city was in the Philippines.
Oh, you may be right.
Because I always remember seeing it driving over the bridge.
Right.
Let's get that straight right now. Lathrop ain't shit.
Yes, true. It's little. Remember, we used to call it little Manteca.
It used to be Manteca, and then we're like, "Oh, that's gross. Let's just we'll put a border. That this is the line. You're something else now."
These train tracks make you Lathrop, and this one makes you Manteca.
I remember those train tracks.
Dude, people were like stopping on the train tracks the other day, and Sarah and I realized because it's probably because there's only like one set of train tracks in the whole city. And, like, Sarah couldn't even get to school without passing at least two. Like, there was no physical way for her to get to high school without hitting train tracks unless she hit a bunch of freeways that made no sense. She could go, you know, up five across.
She lived in Weston Ranch, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either she had to cut up Lathrop or go around. Yeah, like, she just couldn't avoid them.
Yeah, that just now dawned on me that she continued to stay at East Union even though she lived in Weston Ranch.
I would tell you why, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I
can you write me a little note and mail it to me?
I convinced her to go to East Union High School.
Did you? That's interesting.
Yeah,
for those people who obviously do not live in our general area, Weston Ranch is about 15 minutes away. Highway.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too bad. It's like the next town over. But they didn't have a high school when we were freshmen in high school. And then they finished it. And then sophomore year, like half of our school population just went away.
The ghetto half.
Yeah, all the West.
Come on, that's true.
The Weston Ranch people finally. It's true. They finally got a high school, and then they went to their brand new high school, and I lost a lot of friends.
Thank God.
Hey, Julian was awesome.
Dude, you got enough trouble anyway. You didn't need any help from Weston Ranch kids.
I still stick by my point. Julian was awesome.
Julian was awesome. He was my friend for years.
Yep.
It was Julian.
Julian?
Yes.
Julian Gonzalez?
I don't know what you guys are talking about anymore.
Gonzalez.
Julian.
Julian? I sat next to him in Miss Babra's fifth grade class.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
And that's how we met. Yeah, you guys.
Alex, how do you know about bimbos?
That was when I was in the ghetto.
I know. What is it? Someone tell me about this fucking bimbos.
Why are you guys changing the subject? I was just fucking on a dime like that. We're talking about Julian.
I don't know about no Julian.
No, we're fucking bimbos.
I think I work with that guy, okay? Now back to the bimbos.
I heard about Julian. He came from Cuba. That little kid.
Cuba. He was from the Philippines.
Oh.
His name was Gonzalez. We could get really racist again.
And here we go. Well, it's the last episode, so just
go for it.
Just put it on the table, guys.
Guys, I dropped my keyboard and I full screened Chrome, and I don't know how to undo it.
Hit F11.
Oh, I did that. Now I just hit F1 and everything's freaking out.
Hit F4.
Okay, there we go. I got it.
Hit Windows UU.
Yeah.
That
doesn't work.
No, I won't do that. Thanks. Oh.
Hit Windows, right arrow, and enter.
Oh, so it's actually like a place.
Yeah. Do it. He's going to do it.
Bimbos is a
that
place.
That one I might do.
The slogan, lo mejor hamburguesas y más.
It just opened a window.
This is the best burgers and more.
Hey. That burger was pretty awesome.
If you press Windows in the directional key, you can move your window around that you're in.
Yeah.
Welcome to Windows 7, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like he's learning.
learning.
Did you know Windows Up also maximizes the window?
And yeah, I knew that one. No, I didn't know that, actually. That's not true.
Say, I learned that one just now is what I meant.
You know, I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know about this whole fucking whole Windows and directional thing.
See?
Thank you.
Welcome. It's brilliant.
I just smashed the fucking... I would smash it into the side of the wall so it could just expand.
Yeah, me too. I would always... I really want this window, and I really want this window. Or smash it up to the top so it goes full screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I never... My window key's always disabled.
Why? At work? Oh, no, I guess you wouldn't use a computer at work.
What?
Wait, what?
Well, would you? Huh? Is he raw?
He's on foodnetwork.com. The entire time just looking at recipes. Oh, shit, how do I make chicken again?
My bad.
My keyboard, it's a gaming keyboard, so it has that little option where you, like, switch it so you can disable the window key. I'm tired of, like, when I play a video game and you, like, fat finger it. So that's why I bought that.
No. That's Windows key is far too useful.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
Dude, I use the Windows key.
I disable mine. Mine's like, I could push mine, nothing happens. I love it.
Well, I can disable mine too, but hey, I'd rather break off the disable button than break off the Windows one.
No, Malt. What?
I'm saying I'd rather get rid of the one that I can disable the key with than disabling my Windows key. The Windows key's nice. You can search stuff. Like, you just hit it and you just type in something.
Yep.
And like, it just finds the fucking program for you.
And you have no matching items for poop.
Oh, shit.
I know, but I just leave mine the little switch.
You know what? If I type in poop, I know I'm going to get results on my computer.
What?
Yeah, because we had me, Alex, and Terry. Well, mainly me and Alex.
At a pooping contest?
No, we had an outline for a very successful video game that Alex and I actually talked about again not too long ago.
Poop!
It was called Poop. And,
hey, I had a video game about poop. What's going on here? Be careful.
You did, and it shot pieces of corn.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
This what?
I made a video game in high school about poop. Go on, go on with yours. We'll talk about mine later. Go on.
Poop is actually... It stands
cute, though. Go on.
Poop stands for Prophecies of Outstanding People.
Oh.
And we had main characters, we have a sub-characters, we have random characters, main plot, we have this whole thing. We've talked about it on the podcast way long ago. Many moons ago. We still have the outline here, so when I type in poop in my computer, I get that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice to have search results.
I like that.
Prophecies of Outstanding People. Which is us, guys.
That's a fine game.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we're just please
vaporware.
Our game is going to contain so much malicious vaporware and spyware and malware and WarioWare.
Yeah. It's gonna get into your email. That's why it's called malware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Jose.
Wow.
No, sexist jokes I can get behind.
I came in and I don't know what's going on.
What do you do if there's a woman in your living room?
Oh, the
tighten the chain because she got out of the kitchen.
Ryan is married. Congratulations.
Yes. Black eyes. Nothing. You already told her twice. What?
Go continue. You're fine.
No, I'm done.
Were you laughing at the picture that I sent?
Yeah. She's what?
She's what?
Oh.
Okay, so
what is going on?
We can get out of this. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I asked Twitter to tweet me some questions for the podcast.
Did you tag us in it?
No.
Shit.
What the hell, dude?
What? I'm reading them right now.
It's
just going to make the tweet that much longer and take up more characters.
Some metal bullshit.
You tweet yourself right now. Just ask me some questions.
I got like 5 followers. You kidding me?
Well, okay.
Why do you have so little followers?
I got okay. It's like 700 something, but
yeah, I was like, what?
Five. That's
a lot. Look, a lot bigger than five.
He got his family to follow
him. I round down,
him.
Okay.
To five?
Yeah, I, you know,
anything.
It goes one, zero, then five, then 1,000. That's how it works.
One through four, it goes down to zero. After five, it's just five.
PBS.
All right. Come on, let's ask some questions. Come on.
So, what was the first all of the Team Mongoose played together? What? What was the first game? I assume he means
Ragnarok. Wait. Say that again.
Well, he forgot some words in here, so I have. When was the first?
What was the first game?
What was the first game?
Oh, shut up.
What was the first game we all played together?
We said it already, Terry.
Dwight's trying to say something.
No, we weren't. No one talked while Dwight was talking.
Yeah, he did.
Guys, you're very bad at Q&A.
No. It says, what was the first game we all played together? Was the question. Ragnarok Online. That's where we met, everything like that. Story told 1,000 times.
It's like 10 years ago and shit.
Don't say that.
Alyssa asks, why are we all such ass butts, especially Terry? He's a really big ass butt.
I ain't no ass butt.
Oh my god.
Bam, she said it, and then there's three replies to her tweet, and two favorites. So, Terry, what's going on?
Get it together, Terry.
Why are you such a big ass butt?
Hey, I ain't the ass butt here, right?
All right. And she called us all ass butts, to be fair.
This guy wasted his one question by asking, is this for the Team Mongoose podcast?
Yes. It is. Thank you for your question.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Ryan at Ninjas Coming asks, how did Terry start drawing?
With a pen and pencil?
Pen?
He was bored in class. Go.
I had paper in front of me and, you know, I had markers probably.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. That type of question is kind of hard to answer. It's like,
more than likely, the first time I ever drew anything, it was probably like, you know, in class. I'm like, all right, kids, here's paper, draw shit, and that's your assignment. I don't know. That's probably what I did. I still have, like, something from like first or second grade, like it's got a bunch of drawings in it. It's like a journal thing we had to do for class, and you have to like put a journal entry and then draw something to go with it. So I mean, that's the oldest thing I have.
Is it any good?
I just didn't know.
No, not at all.
Doesn't make any sense at all. It's hilarious. I don't know where it is right now. But yeah, and then I just didn't stop forever.
What? Yeah. For a long time, because like as long as I've known you, you've been drawing. I drew with you for a long time, and then I was just nah.
Stop. Sold out.
I sold out. I sold all of my paintings and my drawings.
You started doing ads for things.
Yeah, I started doing commercials.
It's like people only do things because
then
they
I
got
had
paid.
To get. Yeah, I started doing drugs.
What?
Started drinking, sleeping around with people, and then I had
bad.
To go
it was
to
a
high
dark
school.
Curve.
And then he crashed.
Don't do drugs.
Then he hit rock bottom.
These two guys, Bruce and the Dog, both have the same question. What's the next game that we're going to be playing in the future?
No.
Next game I'm going to be playing in the future is Halo 4.
I think he means more as Team LP-wise.
Okay, well, I'm going to be playing Halo 4.
Yeah, so Ryan's going to
I
want to
say Raiders Z then, because aren't we all, like, you know, an actual...
I don't know if we're going to do a Team LP of it.
I don't think we can. I mean, how much more material can you get from that?
It's really, like, all we need is just another dance sequence, and that's it. We're done, because that's really all there is to that game that's funny, you know?
Okay, so what game?
Probably Gmod again. Honestly, because we've been talking about that for a long time. We recorded actually some not too long ago, but it was kind of Terry and Alex were getting familiar with Gmod 13 beta, and so it was kind of slow in a lot of parts. And some parts are funny, other parts weren't. We need another fourth. Jose, you need to pop back in. Yeah. Ryan, do you have Gmod?
No.
No.
What? Okay.
I said no.
And I said
Gmod.
What?
Gmod's a commitment because you need like five other games too. So
we could just do Left 4 Dead. I like Left 4 Dead.
We love playing
Left 4 Dead. It just doesn't lend itself well to team LPs. Like they score okay, you know, but a lot of more people would, I mean, obviously want to see GTA or some shit.
No, I need to get GTA. That'd be.
I was thinking about a GTA return. I mean,
I would like for us, if we were to come back to GTA, to be a mega one. Like, get at least like 6 or 7 of us all just
be awesome to at least get for one episode get the entire team.
Yeah, because it can host up to 16 people. You know,
so we'd have to leave Adam out.
Come along. The only thing that I'm worried about with 16 people, or you know, a ton of people, it's like. People railroading each other. Like we're coming across that right now with the podcast.
I'm sorry, what?
6 of us.
What?
And everybody was talking over me when I was trying to read that question. But
yeah,
anyways, let's roll on. You're running a train on me and I'm not gonna come back you know, the same person after this. I'm not that type
of
lady.
Not as that.
God damn it.
Matt Mora asks, why don't I have the podcast available for direct download? You get on iTunes, bro. Just get it from there. Don't like iTunes? Whatever. Whatever.
I don't like
That's
iTunes.
It.
I don't have iTunes.
No, see, there you go. You can listen to it on the site. I subscribe to a lot of podcasts, so I have iTunes. Again, what a game we're going to play. How did the whole team meet, aside from yourself, Ryan, and Terry? We've answered that again. The same thing as, like, first game we all played together was Ragnarok Online. Where we all met. Where the
Those
magic
were some
started.
Days.
Those were, that's when Terry was mysterious. Terry was the mysterious GM. But you had to watch what you say when he was around.
No, we met way before Terry was GM, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, when I, at least for me, when I was playing RO and you guys were GMs, Terry, you couldn't say anything.
Oh, you came in like...
What up, man? You're like, oh, shit, Terry's there. Hold on, let's just be quiet. Don't say it.
I remember those.
Jose has to physically suppress his racism.
He belonged in Texas.
You stay over there.
This is my home now. These people get me.
Oh, scared man. To see you now.
Move on.
These little white boys get me.
Joaquin asks, what's your guys' plans for the future as Team Mongoose?
Sucking D's all day, every day.
Yeah, right now I think we're just really mainly focusing on sucking D's. And then maybe in the future, increasing our quota of D's. I don't know.
we will suck even more D's.
I want Team Mongoose goes to Vegas. That's what
we
I want.
We don't have a very good plan set out here.
Well, we're still in the foundation, stage where we're just getting things rolling. You know,
Mongoose Con 2014.
I think once we're near. The level of the creatures and stuff like that, or even like half of what the creatures are, honestly, because fucking Sly Fox is like 700,000, one guy's over 1 million, some shit like that. If we're even half of what they are as a team, then, you know, that's when shit's gonna start rolling. And,
and I quit my job finally.
We can, you know, focus purely on bringing entertainment to you guys, but until that happens, we're.
Actually, I don't think I ever quit my job.
We're doing, you know, whatever.
Dude, I'll quit in a heartbeat.
I know. Like, if we can do this,
Jose, you're gonna quit a cooking job to go to another job where we're gonna make you cook for us all the time.
No, but that's cool though. Because I can cook what I want. I could drink on the job. Like over there,
you
I gotta...
drink on the job now.
I know, but we don't talk about it. Like,
just did.
You're talking about it all the time.
I know, but like when we're drinking, we don't talk about it. Afterwards, we say it because it's cool. It's, you know,
you're not gonna drink at work, Jose.
Oh, I do it all the time.
It's going to be in policies and procedures. You're not going to drink while you're cooking, boy.
I will.
I feel like Ryan may not quit his job willingly, but it'll happen.
He's going to quit.
He'll become our manager.
Oh, well, shoot.
Or financial something.
The financial advisor.
True.
No, you got to give him a better name than that.
That's why I keep my job. I'll be the CFO.
Bam. Sifu. Kufo.
Kufo, yep.
Ryan's the Kufo.
Cool.
I just need this to hurry up so I can quit my job. I can't wait. The day I quit my job, I'll make a vlog about it.
Make a vlog?
Walk up in there. What up, motherfuckers? Quit my job today. Hey,
we'll get you some of those.
Motherfucker.
We'll get you some spy glasses that have the camera on them.
No, yeah, so I get there with them, like my phone, like in my hand.
Jose. I'll say, a week before you quit, you have to set up the blog and just say, this is a weekly blog about me quitting my job. And then the week later when you quit your job, you post, I'm out of here, motherfuckers! And then the next week you shut it down.
And then the blog's over. We had some good times.
We've had some really good times here at this weekly weekly blog, but it is unfortunately shut down.
I've ran out of material.
I really made a big commitment that I had no plans in keeping.
I can't wait for that day. Like, that's what makes me go to work every day, for the day I'm going to quit. That's my driving force.
You keep that going, Jose.
I can't wait for like know. When someone has like a fucking big ass tray full of chicken, they're like, "Hey, I need you to cut this." I'm gonna be like, "Bam!" Slap that shit in his hand. Go, I quit, motherfucker. I just walk out. We can dream.
Dude, that my last job at Big of the West, I wanted to quit so different.
So different?
I wanted to, like, when I went in there and I was like, you know, I quit. I wanted to be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, I quit.
Just walk out.
Just walk
You gotta bring a microphone.
Fuck it, go into this shit and go and drop the mic. Walk out.
God, I would have loved it. I would have loved every minute of it. Just called everyone a bitch because I just worked with women. Like, you're a bitch.
Did you work with a gay
you're
guy?
You're a bitch, and you're a dumbass bitch.
I just slam the door open and go, sniper goo, ow!
I feel like when I quit, I'm going to have like a bottle with me. Just walking in there hammered. Like, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know how like that here.
When I quit my job at Taco Bell, I flipped them all off on my way out.
I think about
and then
like
you continued to go there for lunch.
I love Taco Bell. Why would I stop?
What? Fuck it. They shit in your food.
No. I only flipped off the manager. The employees love me.
I will say though that one thing that was cool about that is that you introduced me to the jalapeno sauce or whatever that they use.
That sauce is fucking awesome.
And then they stopped carrying it or some shit.
No, they stopped carrying it on a burrito. You can ask for it still.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, I always get it with it. I always say add. I said add jalapeno sauce.
Hmm. Interesting.
Delicious. You can buy it at Walmart, dog.
Ah.
Well, dog.
I don't go to Walmart, so.
Well, we shop at Walmart because unfortunately, and this is going to be really sad for a lot of people, and it's sad for me. It brings me to tears every time I have to think about it. Walmart has the best produce in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque?
Alex, didn't you work at Walmart at one point?
Well, Walmart, yeah. You know,
all of us worked there. I worked at Walmart.
They did the MasterChef stuff, and they did amazing products.
They do. I actually love Walmart's food.
Oh, that they have that commercial where they're like eating steaks and shit. They're like, yo, is steak good as fuck? And they're like, yeah. It's like, oh, it came from Walmart.
I was like, commercial.
Okay, and okay. That dude got punched out. He said, no.
Shut the fuck up.
Show me the receipt. And he did. Okay. He goes, God damn. This motherfucker wasn't lying. You know, I'm sorry. Let's go buy some steaks at Walmart.
The steak commercial was cool, but the one where they did it about like the kids closed just looked like a total white trash commercial.
I
haven't seen that one.
Oh, it was so bad. It was like, see, these parents can't even tell that these clothes are a name brand. And, like, I could tell.
But I could tell.
You know? Like,
but I knew.
That shit looks
cheap.
What does
that mean?
That shit looks cheap as fuck. Oh, such a bad commercial.
Well.
But I did enjoy the steak one, even though I still don't think that was real.
Dude, their steak's not that bad. I usually get
no. I get their steak all the time. I just don't think the commercial was real. Like that
you
never
got
happened.
Damn good prices, bro.
I know. I'm saying I started this by saying I was shopping at Walmart.
There you go.
I hate my Walmart though because I used to work there. I fucking hate that place.
This one's so ghetto. So ghetto.
I best produce. Walmart.
I can't tell you how many times we had to get in fights in that freaking Walmart.
You see some weird shit out in Walmart, man.
Dude, people are assholes.
Walmart midnight. That yep. That's where the party begins.
that super Walmart in yeah. Stockton, that's open 24/7. That place is creepy.
Yeah.
And really late at night. Oh,
place
man.
Is creepy all the time. I told you about that old lady in the parking lot who thought she couldn't find her car but took the damn bus.
Wow.
We helped her find. We tried to help her find her car for half an hour, and she's like, "Oh, I took the bus today." Old
did you stab her?
I wanted to. She was like,
wow. How did you hurt this lady afterwards?
I just walked away.
You're
so
like, nope.
Mad. So mad.
I think that place is funny because, like, as soon as you walk in, straight to the left, there's that in-store McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk out in the corner of the same parking lot as that place is another
McDonald's. It's another McDonald's, yep.
Yeah. Crap, the one in Kendall is the same way.
Yeah. I don't know that. Let's not go to the.
Oh yeah, it is on
one. That one's gross. Let's go to the one in the corner there.
Oh, like you live right by there.
I actually lived in front of it. Then I moved behind it. Like that was the easiest move ever. Like I literally moved like a block away.
Going through the Walmart. Excuse me. Pardon me. I just moved some belongings. Excuse me.
I used to live on that corner where the Steak and Shake was in 7-Eleven. Then I moved like to the back area between Pollo and Walmart.
Oh, of course.
I remember that. We had to
now,
take
see,
our guitars,
now,
me and Alex.
Should we,
to your
now, Dwight, should we interrupt them and be like, oh, I'm so confused?
No.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is what it's like all the time when you guys talk about.
I'm sorry.
Now you know.
It's just shine a light on this. This is just a typical conversation for what it's like to be Team Mongoose. A lot of people ask us, it's like, man, what I'd give to be a part of the Team Mongoose Skype. chat or whatever for a day. This is it.
It's mostly like,
honestly,
a lot of yelling
just
at each other.
Listen to the fucking podcast. This is not any different.
We're always just yelling at each other.
We
We're the
hate
worst
each other.
How much more fucking time do we have?
I'm constantly mailing horrible things to Alex. Just horrible things.
I
have 23 messages from Dwight on my Facebook that I'd haven't opened.
Each one just says, fuck you.
I sometimes go days without getting on Skype, except for once in a while just being like, fuck you, Alex, and then just signing off for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
The little quips that we post on our fan page, that's just fabricated. That's scripted material.
we actually talked about that and wrote that out the night before. We're like, all right, let's post this.
It takes hours for us to come up with
we
that.
We don't even come up with it, actually. We outsource this to other people and like, hey, just write us some funny shit. We're going to post it. I don't to these guys right now. So.
Oh, I have no idea how hard it is right now to not yell at these people.
What people?
You guys.
What you're mean? Not people. None of you guys are people.
Why are you going to fucking yell at me?
What people? Side note, Terry released a few new designs on her store, updated a few bajillion things on the armory, for those of you who do not know.
Dude, I want a hoodie.
Yeah, we have hoodies now. Fucking winter's coming, except for the people winter's across coming. The world, but it's gonna be horrible shipping for you anyway, so,
Just do it either way, fuck it.
yeah, pay $100 for a sweatshirt.
Fuck it, it's cool.
Yeah, they look awesome.
Ball out!
Ball out! I'm loving the new logo. I like the way you have the text too now, Terry. The overlay, just plain black white looks good. I like it. And some people were asking what the fix it crap is.
Really?
No. Yeah, some people they just don't know.
They don't know about that. Fix it.
Have you guys watched the squad?
Probably not.
I don't know why you're not. You shouldn't be waiting for an answer. They can't hear you.
I'm not. You guys are just quiet.
Like, have you heard it? Good tell me.
I was just reading. Well, I'm sorry. I was
they
just reading.
A silent treatment. Yeah. Was that it?
I was like, all right,
make
they
that
shut
a
up.
Pickle and a jar of bananas.
All right.
Goddamn jar of bananas.
Go on talking about your move. I'm sorry. I was rude.
Actually, we had a guy.
What? I said, you go on and talk about your move. I'm sorry I was being rude. You're just like, so anyway, I was just like.
I thought you were just spitting out nonsense.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Okay. Anyways, the guy contacted me talking about how he worked for a printing company, and he can get us lanyards and stuff. Team Mongoose lanyards and mouse pads and crap like that.
Oh, I'm in.
For pretty cheap.
I want a lanyard.
If we were interested in it. And yeah,
we're interested in it.
I would say interested, but the thing is like, I don't want our store to be, you know, across, you know, three or four sites. Like, we have stuff on Society 6 and then Spreadshirt. If we do this, we're probably going to have to put it on another site because we don't have anything in-house, so we can't ship it on our own and have, like, one cohesive site. So, it'd be cool. It's just we already have stuff on Society 6, and then
we'll just order a bunch when we go to Mongoose Con 2014.
Well, we'll have lanyards.
I assume by then we probably would have an in-house thing, but that'd be cool. Get a few just to go if we ever do go to a con or something. Like if I was more prepared to go to MineCon, I would have, you know, get a few lanyards, toss them out to the Team Mongoose fans there.
Is anybody thinking of going to Comic-Con in San Diego next year?
No.
I think about going every year, and then I never do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time, George.
Me too.
And then I think about how it goes. Yeah, how horrible it is in San Diego at that time.
I want to go to PAX. Like
I want to go to PAX Prime.
Me too.
But, yeah,
so bad.
PAX Prime this year. Like, my brother and I, we're, like, determined to go. So that's probably going to happen.
They're gone.
I want to go to PAX all the time.
PAX is gone, like, within the first week of the tickets being sold. Because, like,
didn't they just do it?
Yeah, they did. They already did this year.
PAX Prime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just, yeah, it's, yeah. Okay. Freaking me out. It's like, no, that just happened.
I was going to say, it's like, that's gone.
I would love to do that, too. I would love to go to PAX.
You know what, Terry? I may actually be able to have a better chance of getting tickets through PC Junkie.
Let's make it a goal of going. All of
Yeah, but next year it's in Australia, so.
Oh, what?
Prime? No, Prime is always West Coast.
It's
always in America. There might be another PAX, but it's not PAX Prime.
I know there's a PAX going to Australia.
Yeah, no. PAX Prime in Seattle, right?
They call it RuPAX.
Well, I mean, there's going to be one in Seattle because that's where they're from.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we're talking about. Why would we go to Australia?
Right, so how many PAXs are there?
There's
PAX right now. Hold on. There's only
two
right now. There's PAX East and then PAX Prime, right?
East Prime and Dev now.
And Dev?
Which is in Seattle as well.
Oh, that's cool. Huh.
But we should make it a goal to go.
We should.
I'm going. That's it.
All right, me too.
I'm done. I'm good to go.
Guys, we're going to PAX Prime next year.
September.
When?
Next year?
Of next year.
Let's go.
When?
September, 7 years from now.
It's
our calendars, everybody.
I don't even know what fucking day it is right now, dude.
But yeah, we're going to go PAX Prime. That'd be cool.
I'm down.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Could you imagine if we like hosted a panel there? How much is it to host a panel?
$5.
I don't think it costs anything to invite you.
For two people at most, that's it.
I was gonna say with some major things would have to go
right
in our favor by the next year for us to get a panel. I think.
Well,
yeah. Before right. It's even be viable, other than just us hanging out there.
You show up with a cardboard box and just put all your shit on it.
We're not a cart table. We could be a little nicer than a cardboard box.
No,
yeah,
cardboard
but
box.
If you do a panel like now, there'd be like five guys that probably show up.
Dude, I'd say two.
Yeah,
and they'd probably put us at the same time as some other super popular person.
Like we'd
and
be the
no
opener.
One would show up to ours. And be like, oh shit, that
I know.
You know.
Same time as Ego Raptor. Well, shit,
I'd be over there.
We'd be over there.
We'd be. We wouldn't even be at our panel.
Just one kid sitting in the audience.
Yeah, there we go. I got, you know, John, he owes me a favor. I'll just get him, hey John, just, you know, you get me on there with Aaron. I got a few friends.
We'll just on first name basis with everybody.
Yeah. Listen, alright. I got a lot of friends, okay? A lot of people.
We all know
places.
Each other.
I'm friends with those guys.
Yeah, no, we go way back.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just, I didn't know who we were dealing with here for a second.
Text right now.
So when is PAX Prime?
In September.
Well, it'll be end of August next year.
Oh, that's still a ways away.
Yeah, that's a year away. Year.
Tickets will probably go on sale in what, May?
Probably. I don't know. I've never been, never done it, so I don't know what the deal is.
That's gonna be tough, man. Because you guys could like just drive there.
I can't.
No,
we're not driving. Fuck that.
It's only a 6-hour drive.
I didn't even drive to Vegas.
It's probably like an hour flight for you guys.
Hell yeah.
More reason to fly.
It's a two-hour flight for me. I flew it when we got married.
Oh, well, there you go.
Alex, yeah, but I'm on the other side of the country.
So
road
what?
Trip, Alex.
Yeah.
Road
so, trip. Okay, you drive then, motherfucker.
Yeah, fly, dude. If you buy your tickets in like May, they're cheap. You can't wait. Yeah, you can't just wait.
That's the biggest thing is getting tickets.
Yeah. And then there's the hotels and all that stuff.
We start a penny a day from here until then. We'll have
just
enough.
Save like $10 out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
You'll definitely have more than enough. Probably not.
I need it.
I was going to say, $10 over the course of 12 months, Jose.
You could barely. I mean, you could maybe buy the ticket, but figure out the rest. Well, I mean, it'd be $20 every month. I mean, unless it gets paid weekly, then it'd be, you know, $40.
I get paid once a month.
I get paid twice a month.
Me too.
I get paid like 4 or 5 times a month at like varying prices. It's a little ridiculous.
So Terry's gonna have to do the $10 paycheck.
Oh, I got bad news, guys.
What?
Alex was right.
What?
It's in Australia.
Oh, see, I told you.
Well, yeah, we didn't think he was wrong about that. It's
nope.
Just, that's not
nope.
PAX Prime.
Yep.
What?
PAX right. Australia was announced. Hold on, PAX Australia was announced the first day of PAX Prime Seattle in August 2012. The show will be taking place in some city from July 19th to the 21st, 2013, and is being organized locally. PAX Australia will mark the first time that the Penny Arcade Expo has been held outside of the United States. And there's no information about any other PAX Prime.
That says nothing.
You just
about
said
PAX, Prime.
PAX Australia. That's
yeah,
not
no, no,
PAX
no, no,
Prime.
But there's no like there's PAX East 2013, and then just PAX Australia. Every other year has information about PAX East and PAX Prime. That's it. That's all there is. 2000.
Still far out. They're not going to stop their Seattle one.
I hope not. But
Alex, they're from Seattle.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, we can go to PAX East, but is that the same?
It won't be as good. It's earlier in the year.
Well, it's that, and it's the, you know, PAX Prime is prime for a reason. It's the first one. It's the big one, you know.
Big one. The primary one.
Big show.
I'd still like to go to PAX Prime.
Let's do it.
Yeah, in Australia?
If it's in Seattle.
Just discuss this, yeah. They're not going to stop their Prime one. There is going to be an Australian one, yes.
I hope so.
But
I hope you're right.
The Prime one's not going anywhere. They're big enough to have fucking 4 shows a year, man.
Only having I don't know. it's gonna be a good one because I think I convinced Sarah to go because we want to move to Seattle.
Uh huh.
So
okay, I'm following. What's step two of that?
I'm just gonna. We wanted to go on vacation to Seattle next year.
Okay.
So what we go to Seattle for PAX Prime.
Okay.
That's going to be easy for me to convince her.
But then what, Ryan?
Yeah, okay, so you got Sarah.
Then she does her thing.
And
then what?
I don't know. I have a plan.
I hear there's a huge Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament going on up there. She can go to that.
Not exactly what I was getting at.
Well, if I go, I'll probably bring my girlfriend. They can go hang out.
I'm going to leave my girlfriend home. She listens to the podcast. She'll probably want to go too. It's fine. Come on, Leanne.
Like this asshole.
What girlfriend?
Oh, wait. But the more important one is, are we going to dress up?
Yes.
I'm dressing up as me.
I'm going to dress up as
an adult.
I'm going to dress up as a member of.
There you go.
The member of society.
Hey, how about this? Okay, here's something new to a comic. I'm a con, a convention of sorts. I'm going to be the adult who showered.
Mm-hmm. Seems a little. That seems a little extreme.
I'll be the one.
You really want to go that far with it?
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I'm going to wear a suit.
She'll like buy deodorant and hand them out. Like, here you go.
You guys did a lot of the anime conventions over there, huh?
Those are always just.
Those are spring. Yeah.
Except for the party. I mean, the party's full of like the legends, like literally. Partying. You walk around, you go, oh, okay, cool. And then you're like, okay, I paid $80 for 3-day pass to do this. Okay. Then you leave.
Cool. We don't have any of that shit over here.
Then you leave. Yeah, Rasaki, he steals. He goes there, just steals.
No, the Rasaki way of getting in, he buys one wristband and everyone else gets in. Like five people get in with one wristband.
How does. I don't know.
How does that work?
Rasaki's back, so he has his ways.
It works. Anyways.
So, no, we're not going to dress up. I mean, if you guys want to dress up.
You dress up. Ryan, we can dress up, Ryan. We could be Spartans, Ryan.
I'm gonna go Spider-Man.
That's adding a whole nother like list of like
yeah, but it's
shit
not
to
like,
buy.
But you
shit
have
to buy.
It's not as bad. Remember what was it, the paper? The paper thing? Like
yeah.
Okay, make a paper fucking one and ship it. You know.
Okay. Hold on. Hold the phone. I'm not doing a paper Spartan. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it right.
No, but like it looks right in the end. We do the what's it called, dude? The
paper mache.
No, it's not paper.
Paper
mache.
Craft.
It's like, it's not papercraft either. It's got some weird ass name to it.
Yeah, it's called like Papa something. Yeah, you have to actually put fiberglass in it. The paper is the molding part, and then you actually have to fiberglass it. Then you have to do some other molding.
So it's fiberglass, not fucking paper.
Well, it starts off with paper, and that's how you actually like you basically make the pieces.
Well, that's not how things work.
It's not like you're gonna go there with like construction paper and go, "I'm a Spartan." Like it doesn't work. Like that.
You could though. You could if you wanted to. I mean, Bum over here could do that.
It's like saying sidewalks are made of wood because they use wood to align them.
You don't
talk about what the material is that you use in the beginning.
It's called. It's like paper, papa.
Why don't you guys do some gaggling?
Papa, lappa,
okay.
Dappa,
I got it.
Bum's got it. Like, and we have enough time. If you actually do it, like, it's really inexpensive to do, but it's basically one of those that's very time consuming. So, like,
it's
we
called
have
Pepecura.
Pepecura. There.
All right, if you guys are gonna do Spartans, I'm gonna go as Jorge. From Reach.
His name's George.
What? George.
Nah, it's Jorge.
No, it's Jorge.
He's not.
I'm pretty sure he knows what he's talking about, right?
He's not Hispanic.
He's going to be Jorge because he's going to have a gold chain.
Ryan, come on.
George from Reach is like Russian.
Ryan, come on. It's not Russian.
Are you kidding me?
The guy's British.
Oh, dude.
You're arguing with Ryan on this?
I don't think you should say what Ryan what things don't shouldn't say things that aren't Halo stuff to Ryan. You know, you guys know what I'm saying.
Nope.
Yep. Chalking that one down as everybody understood.
Nope. I don't know.
So the questions that I ask people on Twitter and Facebook. They're all the same thing. It's like Twitter and Facebook are just two different crowds of people. They all want to know the same thing. How'd y'all meet?
Do they mean
can
in real life?
Can we start lying? Like,
sure.
We were in a circle jerk one time.
I'm okay with lying.
Everybody loves you like what in eighth grade?
People
it was
who
1962.
Lie,
Doolin?
World War III was on.
Miss Sugo's
pinned down.
What was the question?
Here's a question right here. This guy asked. On the Facebook. He's like, how do you guys take shits?
With my pants down.
With my pants down like everybody else.
Standing up on the toilet.
He's standing on the toilet.
I like candles. I put rose petals on the floor.
He makes it a thing, you know.
My shits are beautiful, all right? I go and I put some soft music. Some Barry White.
No, but really, I only shit in the shower.
No. All at once. Is that shit, shower, and shave?
Somebody asked, how are you?
How are you?
No.
Yep.
A bunch of stuff that people are directing it towards me instead of the team.
Oh, well, then, good. How are you, Dwight?
How are you doing, Dwight? Let's talk.
Horrible! Because I got to talk to you guys for an hour and a half.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, should we go make our own call, guys?
Right. Next. Next question. Have you heard of Trouble in Terrorist Town? If so, are you guys going to make an LP of it or at least check it out?
Trouble in Terrorist Town right here.
My God.
Alex!
What?
Full circle.
That's racist.
I've known about
making Terry uncomfortable again.
Oh, go on.
The Trouble in Terrorist Town mod has been out for a very long time. It's nothing new. It's just popular now because of C-Nanners and Hutch getting it in on it. And, yeah, why not? I mean, it would be fun, but only if it was only us type of thing.
What do you know what I mean?
No. Like, if we get a big group of us, you know, like 8 of us or something like that, to play Trouble in Terrorist Town, and we're all on the call together, so we don't have to, you know, try to communicate with the people that aren't on the call.
That's it.
Travis.
I'm still waiting for more information to drop.
Yeah, I feel like there's more.
It's just that we've talked about this so many times. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Well,
do you guys like playing Minecraft on your phones? Huh?
I said, now you're making Dwight uncomfortable.
Did you just ask that question? Did you just ask that question?
What?
Dwight, ask that question.
Do you guys like playing Minecraft on your phones? Smiley face.
Son of a bitch.
No.
No. I can't believe I paid for it.
You?
I didn't even pay for it. I got the demo and I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
I got
because I was hoping
what
you
is
would
this?
Get
you've never heard of fucking Panda apps, dude?
What?
Panda app. You can get fucking you buy stuff.
No, I support companies, Jose.
Oh. Excuse me. I work with Mexicans. I don't know about that. I buy things.
Company.
You work with Mexicans, so you know about an app called Panda.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, the Panda app, way. There you go.
I think that would be just funny if they were, like dressed as Asian people with their rice paddy hats and stuff. They talk just purely Spanish.
Oh, Jose.
So no, we don't. It's awful. I did the same thing as Terry. I got the demo. I play it when I'm at, like, I go out to dinner or something, and I'm just like waiting for my food.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever. Ugh, it's awful. You know, I walk to that mountain. All right, I'm done.
I'll dig a hole in this mountain until dark, and dark lasts so goddamn long on the folk version that you're just like, I'm done. I can only dig out this mountain so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was better. They've added some shit.
I don't like games on phones anyways, just period.
I've been playing a touchscreen snake. It's been kind of fun.
Yeah, you got to try that robot unicorn attack. It's actually pretty good. It's really amazing to kill time. I actually paid for it. It was $1.
I used to play that Temple Run. I got pretty addicted to that for a while. I had to break that habit.
I couldn't get into that. Brenny was super addicted to that too, and like he got me to the point where I was like, "What the fuck is this?" So I tried it for like 5 minutes. I was like, "This is dumb. No, I don't want to do this."
Dude, I don't know if this is a good score, but I have like what I think is a really high score.
By the way, Alex, I beat the score you put on my phone.
I'm kind of scared. All the questions are involving shit.
Yeah.
This other guy asked, "Have you ever pooped so good you forgot where you were?"
No.
Guys, do you think 7,602,114 is a good high score?
No, I think Brenny hit like 50 million or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to has like 30,000 as their high score, that's why.
I
always feel like a badass.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to quit because I broke so many records.
Broke my thumbs.
This guy on Twitter, RedCat9614, asks, what would you do if someone was bad-mouthing your friends?
Punch him in their goddamn mouth. What the fuck?
Yeah, join in.
I know, I'd say an accent for Lila.
Steer the conversation towards them, you and know, then all there. Your friends start
did
talking
to you. Did
you
know that Alex does? No, let me tell you about Alex. Listen.
Oh, Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Sorry, I got my composure.
What was that, Ryan?
I said, hey, buddy. You bad-mouthing me, dog? I'll punch you right in the mouth.
This kid.
I'm sorry.
He's not punch you in the dick.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Sneak attack.
Did you want that? Would you want him to say, I'm gonna punch you in the dick?
Ah, you triggered my trap card.
What?
That's what he's gonna say when I punch him in the dick. Ah, yes. You triggered my trap card.
You triggered my trap card.
You son of a bitch. Alright, another question.
It's not really any left. Liam asks, have you ever tried a Pokemon drink before?
What's a Pokemon drink? Can I order that at a bar?
What is a Pokemon drink?
Is it like
it's just a drink that they named after Pokemon.
Oh, they sold it at those Asian stores.
No.
I feel like
a man ordering that drink.
I would like one Squirtle, please.
What about
you know how to make a Squirtle? You like, get out of my bar.
Or a Bulbasaur.
Do you remember like at Spencer's how they sold Dragon Ball Z drinks?
What, Ryan?
Do you remember the Dragon Ball Z drinks they had for a while? Like at Spencer's and shit?
Dude, I want a Charmander. No.
And that little Asian store in the mall. They had like Goku on the cover and it was all like Asian writing.
Oh, wait, yeah. It was the same company that did all the gaming stuff. They just changed the cover.
Yeah, it was the same. They looked the same as the Pokemon one. They were like in a...
There was Mario ones too.
Like a Red Bull can, almost.
Kinda, yeah.
I think.
Someone asked something else, and I completely forgot what it was, and I can't seem to find it. Maybe they deleted it.
We were joking around before my interview for this new job, and because I was like, when I get a lot of sales, I'm like, look at all these D's I've sucked. And so my old manager, who wants me to work there, said in front of the new manager, her subordinate manager, was like, so if you get this job, how many D's do you get to suck? And I was all of them.
Every one of them.
And the other girl that I don't know wrote it down in like the interview packet. Like wrote all of them underneath one of the answers to it.
He's a go-getter.
I like this guy.
This guy can't get enough.
This guy's hungry. We need that.
You're hired.
Yeah, but I always like try out phrases that we use and just to see like how quickly it catches on. They usually catch on pretty quick.
I'm the funniest guy in the office.
No, not saying that. I'm just saying people are sheep.
You're having better luck than I do. That second a dick, man. I remember my sister walked in when I was saying that. She doesn't look at me the same. God, we're gonna suck some dicks or what? She was like, I'm leaving. She closed the door and she was like, all right. I was like, no, we don't really. It's not like we suck them.
No.
I mean, it's cool.
It's like, it's safe. Like, it's like they're gay, right? Because I'm sucking. You guys are there with that stupid look on your face.
I remember the first time I had to explain that to Sean, too. He was like, what? I was like, no, you gay.
Ryan!
If you get your dick sucked.
You can't say that, Ryan. To her. You can't do that.
Look,
it's awful.
Don't tell him what he can and can't do.
All right? You don't know me.
You don't know him.
Just straight up. Okay. Mark Bridgman asks, what's your favorite Dragon Ball Z abridged episode?
Who watches the abridged
episode? Any of the ones with
those. That was
Guru.
The Guru.
Any of them
with I saw a butterfly. It was pretty.
That one where he like spit on it. He like spit on his forehead for some reason. I can't remember why.
I think that was just it. I don't think there was a reason. I think he just spit it on it.
That's when I lost it.
He's like, nails.
I remember that one day, like when I still lived in the apartment, and me, Jose, and Alex just like watched them all sitting in a Skype chat.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? It was like around the time of E3, I think.
Those are fun times.
We should have like set times where we like we'll stream a video or something. We'll go to like SyncTube or something.
That's what we did, SyncTube.
Yeah, and
we did for like all the Kevin Hart stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It was great.
Yeah, but remember one from that to like that Batman video where he's like rolling on the piano.
Yeah, just to do commentary for movies.
Yeah, is that what you're saying, Dwayne?
Well, no, yeah.
We should do
movies would be cool and all, but it's just like. I don't know, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, weird gray area in that, you know? Like, I wouldn't mind putting on a movie, streaming it, and, like, you know, but how are you guys going to watch it
type
of thing?
What some people do is they'll, like, they'll just have a podcast, and they'll just watch the movie, like, everyone together, and, like, they'll be, like, at the beginning, okay, hit play now, and then they just listen along.
We did that for weeks. There was this one movie. I can't remember. It was, like, we did this. It was a long time ago, like, years ago, for, like, an Adam Sandler movie. That one where he's, like, what is it? Zohan.
Don't mess with Zohan.
Remember that?
We did that?
It was on some website, and you and we, like, we all
Yeah.
We did that with, we did that on Netflix back when Xbox let you have the party.
Yeah, but that was, it synced it all, everyone, it would sync everyone.
Yeah.
Back then we had to, like, I know me and Whitey did that one, like,
back then, you could actually.
No, that's what I mean. Like, that's what it was. Cool, they could still do that, like. You could see your little characters and stuff. That would have been awesome if we could still do that.
You can't. Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody was high when we were like, "Let's take this out.
Let's go take that out."
Like, that'd be so cool to stream just us doing that.
Yeah.
But can we stream it? Because I mean, it's copyrighted stuff.
No, you can't stream it on anyone's thing that makes money.
Yeah, you'd have to like just do it as a podcast and have them play it in the background.
Yeah, but that kind of takes out the fun of the
stream.
You can like, just the live it. Aspect of it.
You can always just do it as like a side thing that we just do.
You just make another account. Like, you can do like a Twitch one where it's like, you know, Team Mongoose Watches kind of thing, and that doesn't make money. There'd be no money made through it, so there's no profit, so it's okay.
Yeah, just but like, if it's not a gaming thing, like, if any like anyone that works at Twitch like catches wind of it or whatever, they'll just shut it down. Like, you wouldn't do it through Twitch. You'd do it through, like, Justin or live stream or whatever.
Yeah.
Because Twitch will remove your shit if you don't have like a certain amount of gaming stuff.
The thing is, well, see, Mega64, they do their podcast through Twitch, and all of their stuff is there.
Yeah, but they're like a gaming group, you know.
Yeah, that's the weird area of it. Well, yeah, but they're not watching movies and stuff. Yeah.
So.
There are,
if we
like,
were to do like a live podcast,
yeah, if we were to do a live podcast through Twitch, that would be fine because we're a gaming group. We're talking about gaming and shit.
I think we should definitely do a live podcast.
I'm down.
I want to get us webcams.
But like, with webcams.
I want to take this to video.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I need to get one.
Jose,
anyway.
You can't be naked anymore.
Yeah, I can.
I'm gonna blow your camera then.
Who are you?
Says all right, who? All
right. You gotta start it off with everybody's faces and voices like changed, and they have to guess who is who.
Yeah.
Then like we'll be blurred.
I think they all know what we look like.
I think they know.
We'd be blurred. We'd be blurred out.
Our faces are out there.
They know our voices, though. Ryan.
I know. That's why I said our voices would be changed. They'd have to guess.
What?
Can I be Bane?
The fucking Bane with the cup.
Well, you'd be the one with the cup over your mouth.
I know, I was gonna,
hello, everyone.
I was going to say they would pick out Terry too easy, so it wouldn't be fair. I'm trying to come on.
You know what? It's kind of messed up?
What?
You just reminded me that I need to buy a new light bulb for my room because it's kind of dark in here.
You better
Terry, I got light bulbs.
I better write that down on my whiteboard, make sure I get a light bulb.
You know what?
Light.
That's a good note to end the podcast on. So we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll try not to be so racist next week.
You won't.
No, we're not. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That podcast is too high. Really.
keep it going, keep it going full speed. Sweet to be, sound too nice to be. Man, I'm a tough guy style, I'm not too keen. Trying to change the world, I'm a plot and scheme. Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like Diesel D. Keep on rapping, cause that's my dream. Jimbo B for sticking to me. Suits and relaxes socks. The rhymes spread just like a box. Cause the music is loud like an electric shock. I am known to do the wop. So known for the Flintstone.